Hey y'all, I'm actively working on the next season of Bad Alibi, but in the meantime, I'd love for you to check out my brand new podcast, Good Morning Murderer. Please follow it wherever you're listening now. Enjoy. Someone has a dark secret. What is it? Whose is it? You'll find out soon enough. But until then, good morning, Wilkerson High. Good morning, murderer. Good morning, Wilkerson High students and staff. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I had a, well, interesting one. You see, my family had a welcome home party for my Uncle Jimbo. It was a barbecue, of course, and we had lots of games. Just the typical stuff like card games, board games, and pin the tail on the neighbor's roadkill collection. So fun the whole family could enjoy. And Uncle Jimbo was so happy. He came home in the same blood-splattered clothes he had on when he went into prison for allegedly starting a cult with feral cats. But don't worry, he got off with good behavior and only has to wear two ankle bracelets and a choke collar. He will be picking me up from school this week, so remember to say hi. Oh, and don't pet the cats. They don't bite, but they will start chanting, and coincidentally, angry spirits will start to attach themselves to you. Allegedly. But on to school news. With the first few days of classes underway, we wanted to clear up some confusion with two of our very different science classes. Weird Science, spelled W-E-I-R-D, is our science class that explores supernatural beings and learning more about that ghost that you only ever briefly see out of the side of your eye. Hi, Shelby. Word Science, spelled W-I-E-R-D, is the one you only talk about in that class. For Word Science, your class is located in the middle of the forest where there is an old log cabin with a friendly stranger that gives you bad vibes as he invites you in. That will be your teacher. Happy learning! And now for a sports update. Wilkerson High, did you know that there is a new bad boy in school? Yes, it is our very own Finnick Wilson. During a chess match, his opponent said checkmate, and Finnick calmly put all the pieces to one side before knocking the board off the table. Then he said, "You can check that," in his indoor voice, of course, because others were still playing. But that cocky display of poor sportsmanship makes it official. Finnick Wilson is the new bad boy of chess. But enough about bad boys already. Let's get into the secrets you all talk loudly about. Now y'all know I don't like to gossip, but I heard Joseph Cranston tried to steal the Walrus High mascot, the Centipede, but he got lost and gave up on stealing it. But since he didn't want to come back empty-handed, he stole someone's grandma instead. She's been wandering the halls and giving everyone dirty looks before saying, "Suck eggs, Wilkerson losers, Walrus High rules." The Empath Club strongly requested that Joseph return her to Walrus High, but she refused to go. So, if you see her in the halls, don't make eye contact. She is not a very nice grandma. And for anyone that wants to act like a mean Walrus High grandma and get detention, I have an update for you. This semester's punishment for anyone who has to serve in detention is to paint the back walls of the track and field shed with Q-tips and watercolors. The lesson is to see how much longer it will take you to get anywhere in life if you keep doing things that set you back. Also, the teachers have a sick sense of humor. This brings me to our thought of the day. When doing the right thing feels wrong, think about how it would feel to do the wrong thing. Decide which feels better and do that. This has been our thought of the day. Wilkerson High, I wanted to save this news until the end because I know that your focus will understandably be on this and nothing else once I've said it. In surrounding towns, several high school students have gone missing. hoop and holler if you're glad it's not happening at your school. But. Not so fast there, Wilkerson High School students and staff. Last weekend, our very own Janelle Wilson went missing. She was last seen at Joey's back-to-school bash, but we are not sure if that's truly the last place where anyone saw her. Autumn Falls detectives are investigating, and any students with actual information, not gossip, are being asked to come forward. Well, those are all of the announcements we have for you today, Wilkerson. It's a brand new year with endless possibilities, so try not to have any negative repeats of last year. We don't need any more of our school piranhas to die because people want to take turns drinking out of the fish tank. Until next week, Wilkerson. Good morning, murderer.